Hello.
Oh, hi, Jose. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good, too. Happy Monday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we have to start somewhere, so we might as well be positive.
Yeah.
So I think you probably got the notification, but I was just calling because we're having trouble processing the $49 payment for your website hosting. And I didn't know.
How much is it?
It's for $49.
$49? You're from Local Splash?
Yes. That's for the website fastbrushpainting.com.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to pay. It's okay if I pay tomorrow the amount. I mean.
Of course.
After that, they pay me today, I think so. But, I want to tell you something about my website.
Okay.
So I just need when I pay when I already pay for this amount, $49.99. I don't know how much it is, but
yeah,
$50. Okay. When I pay when I already pay, I need my username or my password of the website.
Okay.
Classroom painting, you know.
So, do you need the username and password to go on the dashboard and make edits to the site, or are you saying that you want to purchase the domain and have access to, like, go build a new site on it?
No, I'm not gonna do a new site, a new website. I just need to to access to my website.
Okay.
I know that Local Splash made the website for me. And, I don't have, access to passionatepainting.com. So that's why I need, because Google, asked me for, if mine or not. So I need to prove that.
Okay. So I just sent you the login up to your dashboard. When you get on the dashboard, it's going to say your account's in suspension. Click here to reactivate. It won't give you access. But tomorrow, after the payment goes through, you will have full access again. So if you see the login, don't try to go into it right away. Wait until after tomorrow. And then for tomorrow, are we going to process on the MasterCard ending in 9131?
All right.
Or
all
is
right,
it a different card?
But can you give me the access to my website, right? Because I need the access. I don't know if you got the right. I mean, the Local Splash got the right for my website.
Mm-hmm.
I can make nothing about my website. I can change nothing. I can upload. I mean, photos, videos, and something. I just can do nothing. So
anything that you update on the dashboard under the business information tab, it's automatically sent to our technicians and updated on your website within 1 to 3 days. So you could absolutely use that login to upload a new picture or a different logo or change the background photo. Matter of fact, tomorrow after the payment goes through, I could even have someone from customer support call you and kind of walk you through it. That way they can show you how to make edits to the site.
All right. That's only the I need to know. I mean, I need to have access, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Website and because Google asking me if my or not. That's what I'm saying.
Google's asking you, or is it another company?
No. Oh, Google. Google tell me that if my or not the website
passwordpainting.com.
Yeah, they just make it sure.
I'm surprised because fastbrushpainting.com is already attached to the verified Google listing. Remember when you signed up with us, we got you verified on Google. So Google already knows that this is your site. I'm surprised that they're asking you. But either way, if you need to make any edits just to prove to them, you know, that the site is legit and it's yours, no problem. Tomorrow after the payment goes through, I'll have customer support reach out to you and they can walk you through the dashboard and show you how to do that.
All right. Okay. And other thing. How's going my website? I mean, with Local Splash, how's my market people stuff and what we are doing right now?
So when you signed up with us, you had the whole package, right? You had the local SEO services. At some point, you canceled that and you went just to website hosting. So the $49 package, that's all you get with it is the website hosting. You don't get the first page placement on Google or Bing or, you know, the directories or the mobile optimization. That's all included in the $199 package. But even so, in the time
are
that
you... Sure go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, even so, in the time that you've been with us, your company has still been found on the first page of Google 60 times, and you've had 6 clicks to your site, and there's 19 leads on the dashboard that came in through the call tracking number that we provided for you.
But the problem is that because I don't have access right now, I can't see nothing about all that calls. I mean, all that.
Yes. Well, most of the call tracking calls came in, interestingly enough, on April 22nd, and I don't know why there were so many posted on that day, but there was so much posted on April 22nd on here, so you've probably already talked to these people. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. But like I said, the good news is it's still showing that even though we don't do the programming anymore to keep you on the first page of Google, it looks like people are still finding you off of Google because you're still getting clicks to your site. So the one thing that you could do on your end that will help you get better results to the site is you have a 5-star rating up there already, so that's excellent, but it's a couple months old. I think it was posted in March. So if there's companies up there that have a lot of fresh stuff being posted and you have this old review from March, you know, sometimes that will affect your conversion. So I'll send you a second email, which is a review generator email, and it will help you get some more 5-star ratings on Google.
Okay.
Okay.
And but I'm not sure, but maybe if Mama said I remember that I paid $249.99 the first time that we make a deal. I mean, I remember that when I take the service of like a membership of Local Splash, gave me that my package was $249.99. So that's why I'm saying that's so weird for me that you say that my package is for just $49.99 just for the website.
So when you signed up with us back on February 23rd, you paid $199. So you were in the local SEO package only. And then when you the $249 has that plus Facebook ads. But for you, it looks like you had just signed up for the local SEO, which is the Google optimization. And then on April 4th, that changed to the $49. So if you paid somebody $249, then they're not associated with our company. It's probably another company that you thought it was Local Splash and it wasn't.
Let me think about it.
Matter of fact, it
says
Jessica Smith from 411 Locals, she was requesting access back on April 22nd. So
that was another company, 411 Locals. I'm so confused because the name of the company is similar. I mean, it looks a bit like the same.
Yeah, Local Splash and 411 Local. I can see what. Yeah.
Similar.
So what I would do, Jose, is maybe when you talk to them, cancel that, because whatever you're paying them is money that you're throwing down the toilet. because they can't do anything with your Google listing if they don't have access to it, and they can't create a new one if that would be a duplicate and it would hurt your rankings. So I see that the verified Google listing that's associated with Fast Brush Painting is the one that we created for you because it's our site attached to it. And you'll see that Google listing, too, in that email that I sent you that says learn how to get more reviews. There's a link in it. You could click on it so you could show people how to leave you a review. But you can see that that's the Google listing that Local Splash created. So I think whatever they're doing for you, you know, you're probably just wasting that money because they can't do anything if they don't have access to it. You know what I mean?
I see.
Yeah, and they don't tell you that. You know, first of all, you thought they were the same company because the name's similar, right? But let's say sometimes I talk to business owners that think, oh, if I work with two companies, I'll get double the results. But that's not the case. It actually hurts you if two companies create duplicate Google listings.
Yeah, you're right. I think that I make a mistake because I think that the problem was that I made a payment for some company that the name is Logo, and I think in that moment that was a Logo Splash. No 411 logo. You know what I'm saying? So maybe I made a payment.
Wrong
payment for other company. That's what I'm saying. So that's why I'm asking me why do you want to have my access to Gmail, to my website? Why do you ask me for that and things like that, you know? So,
I think. Cause, the Google already knows that it's verified. That's why I thought it was another company when you said that. So that makes sense. I bet you anything it was 411 Local.
So you got access to see, who trying to know about my website or something about that.
Yeah, it says her name was Jessica Smith from 411 Local, and that was back on April 22nd.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe that was it. Happened.
You know what you can do moving forward, Jose? If anybody calls you and you think that they're associated with us, I can put a security question and answer on file, and that way you could say, hey,
yeah, because,
just to make sure you're really with Local Splash. Yeah.
I don't know how they know about the company because they know the name of the company. So they say me, right now, may I speak with Jose and ask him for all the questions. But when they say Fast Brush Painting, I remember that I got a company working with me. But I don't know if this is the same. You know, that's why I'm asking you for that.
Okay, so let's put a security question and answer on file. That way, if anybody calls you down the road, you can tell them, like, look, I want to make sure that you're actually with Local Splash. What is the question and the answer? And if they can't give you that, then they're not associated with us. Because everybody at Local Splash that accesses your account will be able to see it. So you can choose from your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
All right.
Which one do you want to use, you think?
The city when I was born.
Okay, let's do that. Okay, and then what's the answer?
It's in Spanish, but the name, it's more easy, the name of my mama. Yeah, you're going to use that.
It's easier than your mom's name, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the city you were born in?
The city where I born was Chinandega.
Okay, spell it, please.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I got to spell. Because it's in Spanish, it's a little weird.
Yes.
It's C-H-I-N-A N-D-E-G-A. Like a China, like China Giga. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So spell it one more time because it's having me confirm it. It's C-H-I-N-A and then what?
C-H-I-N-A.
Mm-hmm.
N-D-E-G-A. Like a China, like when you say China, so
mm-hmm.
China Diga, but in Spanish, something like China.
C-H-I-N-A-D-E-G-A, right?
Right.
Okay, I'm putting it in again. It's saying they don't match. I'm just going
to...
Oh, now it matches. Okay, good. I got it. So moving forward, anybody that calls you from Local Splash, they'll see that question and that answer. So you can just make sure when they call that they have that for you, okay?
All right, because Local Splash don't have a main number, right? Like because Local Splash got many numbers, right? When they told me, I can save the name. I mean, I said one name, but that was the first one. I think that the name of the person who contacted me was Andy.
Yes. So I'll send you a notification that talks about the payment failing, but the extension on there, 777, will ring directly to my desk. And that number on that email, that's our customer support number. So if you ever wanted to call in and make an update or had a billing question or anything like that, you could also hit option 1 and anybody that answers the phone can help you. But yeah, to answer your question, we have a VoIP phone system, voice over internet phone. So oftentimes it matches the areas that we're calling. So I never know what the caller ID is going to show. But if you ever want to reach us, just call that 877 number that I just sent you. You'll be able to get right through.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. And then, like I said, regardless of what the caller ID says, if you ever have a question, you know, if the person that's calling is from Local Splash or not, then moving forward, we have that new security question on file for you, okay?
All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes. So, tomorrow, do you want us to use the same MasterCard ending in 9131?
That's me.
Yes, okay, you got it. So I'll get this process for you tomorrow. If there's any trouble, I'll reach out to you again. And so
mm-hmm.
if you don't hear from me, you'll know that it went through just fine, okay?
All right. I know that.
Oh, no, you did very good. And then tomorrow I'll also have someone from customer support.
No, I can't speak, but I understand very well.
You're doing great. No, that's excellent.
You know, it's understanding because I think in Spanish, so it's a little weird trying to think in both languages at the same time. I got
yes.
to bring my brain. Every time. So.
You're doing better than I would. I tried to learn Spanish before, and it's hard to learn another language. So good for you.
Okay. Oh, do you speak Spanish a little bit?
No, I try just poquito. Very, very little.
That's the first step.
Yeah, it's the first, You're right. Yeah. It's probably easier if I went to a Spanish speaking country and then I'd be forced to learn it, you know?
Yeah. You're right. Right.
Yeah. So, well, I definitely enjoyed talking to you, Jose. So I'll get you squared away tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Have a nice day.
But have a nice day too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye bye.